the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Pin.
How does a board member stay current on trends?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest question of all, in one sense, because no matter what nonprofit you're associated with, there's always more information to be had. And so part of it is knowing what's important to your organization and keeping what I call heads up leadership. Quite often in the nonprofit world, we get busy, we get bombarded with all of our clients' needs and community needs, and we put our head down and just try to slog through it. Mm-hmm. And the problem with having your head down is you can't see where you're going.
Mm.
And so we spend time thinking about heads up leadership because the world is continually changing. And if we're really going to be effective in serving our communities and addressing the needs of the people, we have to be in a position where we can see and anticipate the best way for us to persist.
Okay.
And so if we're all in the business because we want to serve communities and meet the needs of people according to our ability to do so, then we've got to keep our heads up and we've got to understand really what we're good at and how we serve best. And, you know, I've talked about partnership before. I've talked about the competitive environment. But ultimately, the success of a nonprofit, I believe, is its effectiveness in serving its clients and understanding what it really does well and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, those things change, right?
Mm-hmm.
The needs of your client 5 years ago are not the needs that they have today. And so if you don't keep your head up and understand, if you're not talking to your clients and you're not getting feedback and you're not talking to others in the field and understanding how the world is changing, then you're going to be serving people that are no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants to do that.
Right.
So it comes down to, somebody says, stick to your knitting. And if you stick to your knitting, you'll be doing that which you do best, and it will be changing, and you will know. I mean, it is so important in the world that we live in that we use data for decision making, that we actually understand the real needs of our clients, and that our staffs are well informed. And so as a board member, there are learning opportunities. You know, depending on how your board is structured, you can specialize in committees in which particular kinds of information. You can do program training and development and learn more about the programs and the tensions that are being applied to the organization. You can look at financial and development opportunities and understand how you can help grow the organization. All those things are about appreciating the trends, appreciating the environment in which you're working, and appreciating the strengths of your organization. So demographics change, the needs of same populations change, your funding environment changes. Sometimes we're past masters at no matter what the funder says, we do it.
Right.
Right. Or we say we do it, whether we do it or not.
Right.
You know, we say we're going to do this, but we keep doing what we've always done. I think the responsible board member is not trying to run the organization, but they're trying to really understand and ask the right questions about what we understand and how we understand it and what we're doing and why we're doing it. Earlier, I talked about, you know, in response to your question, I talked about, you know, understanding at the right time so the right decisions can be made, so that resources can be preserved and programs can be protected. I worked in higher education for a number of years, and I spoke to a bunch of comptrollers one time, and I love that song, a Kenny Rogers song, Know When to Hold Up.
Yes.
Know When to Fold Up.
Yes.
Know When to Walk Away and Know When to Run. As a board member, you really, I think one of your real strengths is to be able to ask questions to help the organization realize when it's got a winning hand and it really should be playing it, and when it's got a losing hand and it's better to walk away from something that is going to be destructive to the organization. And if the organization isn't there, then who do they serve? Right?
This is true.
So ultimately, a real responsibility of a leader, especially a board member who isn't bogged down in the day-to-day, but who's paid enough attention to the environment to really appreciate the challenges, is to help the people who are doing the work every day to see the world as it is and not as they imagine it, not as they would like it to be. And so it's a joyous responsibility if you take the time to understand it. And it's a real opportunity to help. It's a real opportunity to be fulfilled. But it requires some discipline and some investment.
Good stuff.
All right.
Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
I was glad to do it. Thank you for having me.
This concludes the 6-part series. Thank you for listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast. Stay up to date with the latest in early childhood developments with future podcasts. For more information about the Early Childhood Leadership Academy, please visit www.erikson.edu. That's www.erikson.edu. See you next time.